What a great song. You'll enjoy going back to that one later, I'm pretty sure. Now, there's a lot more music lined up to spin today, so if you hear a song that doesn't appeal to you very much, don't worry. We spin all kinds of Christian music, everything from rock to country to blues to jazz and some that defy normal categories. And the artists are almost always unsigned, undiscovered, independent artists. We have a real soft spot for them, and between House of Prayer Radio, our weekly radio program, and this monthly audio magazine, we spin about 90% independent artists. And that reminds me, we're working on some additions to the website. We'll be adding some resource pages there, including a page that's dedicated to the artists we spin on Highways and Byways. We'll have links to their websites, and most of them provide free music downloads. We'll announce the new pages when they're added, and meantime, you can stop by anyway and visit us. Send us an email, tell us what you think about Highways and Byways, the audio magazine, and our website. You'll find that address on the front of this CD, by the way. Right now, we want to turn our attention to Ken Ham, the Answer Man, from the worldwide outreach of Answers in Genesis. Ken is an expert on this whole debate about evolution versus creation, and you're going to come away from listening to Ken equipped with a better understanding of creation and the teachings of evolution.
Evolution's a fact. Who made that claim?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie, Evolution. Now, is it true, Ken, that most professors in secular schools and colleges present evolution as fact today?
When I went to school in the 60s and 70s, my teachers said that evolution was just a theory. However, today, you're right, evolution is being presented basically as fact. Now, people might wonder how teachers can do this when there's no evidence for evolution. Well, this has happened because secular education has become so anti-God in its philosophy, rejecting any possibility of creation. So, many educators now say there's only one option, life must have evolved. Thus, if there's no God, and life is here, well, evolution's fact. When you think about it, ultimately there are only two views of origins. Either there's a supernatural being responsible for the universe, or somehow matter formed from nothing by chance random processes and it arranged itself into what we see today. Thus, even though there's no evidence to prove evolution, to those who reject the Creator, they must believe evolution as fact because they exist. And why do so many embrace this anti-God religion of evolution? We're all descendants of the first man, Adam, whose sin was to reject God. People are humanist at heart, not wanting to be accountable to their Creator.
Ken, there's a report from England which claims that scientists have found one of man's supposed ancestors, and they've called him Boxgrove Man. They even have a picture of this half-man, half-ape creature. But what did they actually find?
I just get blown away when I read reports like this, even more so when I realize that so many people actually believe what these evolutionary scientists are claiming. You know what they really found? They discovered a shin bone. That's all. And you know what they said in the newspaper article? This man supposedly came from Africa. He stood up. He had no fire, no speech. He had no beliefs, no spears. He had no clothes or bows and no arrows. And he had no culture. Now, the interesting thing is they found nothing, which is why he doesn't have any of those things. These scientists even go on to tell you what he ate. They said that Boxgrove Man was a skillful butcher. He supposedly would get a fallen rhino and cut off the meat. The scientists even went on to declare that there's no evidence of fire, which suggests that they ate their rhino raw. Now, this is not science. Because they find no evidence of fire or tools or anything else and find one little shin bone, their conclusion is that these men ate their meat raw. Incredible. No, God made man complete right from the beginning.
Well, Ken, hardly a week goes by when we don't read about some fossil that evolutionists claim is evidence of man's ancestors. But what are these scientists really finding?
Each time such a claim is made, we report on it in Creation Magazine. Now, here's one. A team of Chinese and Western scientists claim that man-like ancestors were in China around 1.8 million years ago. In fact, some scientists claim that this evidence shows that man evolved in China, not Africa. But what did they really find? They discovered a few fragments of jaw and teeth, which some evolutionists described as pretty scrappy. They also found some round stones alleged to be tools used by this creature. But other evolutionists think these stones are just naturally occurring objects and aren't tools at all. One evolutionist believes these fragments of bones are from an orangutan, not an ape man. The more you look into the details of these supposed ape man finds, the more you realize that evolutionists are clutching at straws. There's no evidence anywhere that man evolved from the apes. Man has always been man, created in God's image.
Out here in the desert, it's an unforgiving land. The sun don't show no mercy on a hot and thirsty man. My soul cried out for water, but every teardrop fell in vain. Till I got down on my knees and called on He who made the rain. He who made the rain. Voices in the thunder, lightning knows His name. I stand in awe and wonder. His name, I stand in awe of wonder.